Let's go to the movies. Unbelievable documentary this week. I finally had the opportunity to see Oliver Stone's Putin interviews. It's 4 hours of interviews with Vladimir Putin conducted between 2015 and 2017. And it's simply a remarkable piece of work. I have a much better feel for how Putin has done such a good job of rebuilding the Russian economy. If you're gonna build an economy, you need discipline, you need commitment to performance, and most of all, you need law. And this is a remarkable production. It was a big risk on Stone's part to do it. Right now, I assure you, it's the leading contender for documentary of the year on the on in our next annual wrap up. And if you have other ideas, please let us know your recommendations. We always look for recommendations for Hero of the Year, Documentary of the Year, and Movie of the Year. So let me know. But 4 hours is a lot of watch time to watch a documentary, but it was absolutely fascinating. As I watched it, I wish that I could have the reliable folks in the U.S. intelligence agency giving me their two cents on it, because clearly Putin's a pretty crafty character, so I'm sure we weren't getting the whole story. But so I'd love to hear the other side of the argument, particularly if you given what's going on in the consulate wars, which I talk about with Saker in our interview that we published tonight. Anyway, but if you like documentaries, if you're interested in global politics, it's an absolutely, I think, must watch. I bought it a long time ago, but it turned out I was trying to stream it and I couldn't stream it from Europe because of the licensing issues, which was very frustrating. But anyway, there it is. The Putin interviews by Oliver Stone, great contribution from a movie producer who's contributed a great deal.